What follows is a complete pre-recorded healing service. We have included a photograph of a cross and candles around the cross for your meditation during the central part of the service, which we'll mostly be singing. However, if you have your own candles, those would be a suitable replacement for the image that we have provided. You may also want to include anointing with oil in this service during that time. Anointing with oil just means that you make the sign of the cross on your forehead and remember your baptism, but with blessed oil for your healing. So if you would like to have anointing with oil, you can pause this recording. Just put some oil in a small bowl, and once you've done that, come back and restart this recording. And I will do a blessing of that oil before the service begins. You may use any oil that you have for your anointing oil. Olive oil is traditional, but you can use any cooking oil that you have in your kitchen, or baby oil will work as well. Place both of your hands over your oil and let us pray. Gracious God, you bring your gifts of mercy and healing to all of your children who ask. We pray that your healing power would come upon this oil, that it would serve to anoint us in your name, and that it would bear with it your power and your presence and your mercy. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. To see you. To see you, I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. And love as we sing, holy, 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 holy. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
We gather in the name of the Triune God, our healer, our hope, our only home.
We come to hear the promises of God, to pray for healing, and to be sent into the world as wounded healers and bearers of Christ's love.
Let us pray. Healer of our every ill, light of each tomorrow, give us hope beyond our fears and peace beyond our sorrows, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Healer of our every ill, light of each tomorrow, give us peace beyond our fear and hope beyond our sorrow.
A reading from Luke chapter 5. One day, while Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting nearby. They had come from every village of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of God was with him to heal. Just then some people came, carrying a paralyzed man on a bed.
We do not have the strength to come to God. We are weary, afraid, and heavy laden. We are paralyzed and powerless. We need faithful friends or family members to carry us into the arms of hope. Sometimes we are those friends, carrying one whom we love into God's presence.
They were trying to bring him in and lay him before Jesus, but finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus.
Many barriers seem to separate us from God's love. Painful memories, deep doubt, shame, or sorrow. The church itself can crowd us out, making no room to receive us, pushing us to the margins. Even so, faith finds a way to open doors and break down walls, making clear the path to Jesus.
Healer of our every ill, light of each tomorrow, give us peace beyond our fear and hope beyond our sorrow.
When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you." Then the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, "Who is this who is speaking blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?"
We often seek healing when forgiveness is our deepest need. We need to be released from the burdens of our past, the guilt and shame that hold us fast, the anger and blame that bind us to pain. We need the mending mercy of God, the mercy that frees us and brings us wholeness and peace.
Healer of our every ill, light of each tomorrow, give us peace beyond our fear and hope beyond our sorrow.
So that the people would know that Jesus had the authority to forgive sins, he said to the one that was paralyzed, "I say to you, stand up and take your bed and go to your home." Immediately he stood up before them, took what he had been lying on, and went to his home glorifying God. Amazement seized all of them.
This is healing. We, paralyzed, broken, and afraid, are carried by others into the presence of God, who welcomes and receives us in Christ Jesus. This is the miracle. Christ forgives us and sets us free, raises us to newness of life, and sends us home. This is the promise. Christ, our wounded healer, goes home with us, bringing God's healing, forgiveness, and joy.
Healer of our every ill, light of each tomorrow, give us peace beyond our fear and hope beyond our sorrow.
A reading from James. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed.
Come, you who are paralyzed by guilt or shame or fear.
Come, you who long for wholeness in body, mind, and spirit.
Come, you who ache for the healing of relationships or memories.
Come, you who are filled with deep doubt or great sorrow.
Come, you who weep with those who weep, and you who wait with those to whom death draws near.
Come, for Jesus desires that we be made whole and alive in Him. When the music begins, please join in singing this simple chant. We are creating a circle of healing to encompass the whole world. Your body, your heart, your hands, and your voice raised in song. Join ours and become part of our worldwide longing for wholeness. During this meditative time, you may use the oil you have provided to make the sign of the cross on your forehead. This is a reminder that God's baptismal grace heals and frees you every day. Jesus, healer of our every ill, fill you with love, mend you with mercy, and grant you peace.
Ubi caritas et amor, ubi caritas Deus ibi est, where true charity and love abide, God is dwelling there. Amor, ubi caritas.
Veritas et amor, ubi caritas Deus ibi est. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain. Then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin. If you cannot preach like Peter, if you cannot pray like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus and say he died for all. There is a balm in Gilead to make a wounded sin-sick soul. Don't you ever be discouraged, for Jesus is your friend. And if you lack for knowledge, he'll ne'er refuse to lend. There is a balm in Gilead to make wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick beyond our fear and hope beyond our sorrow. You know our fears and sadness, grace us with your peace and gladness. Spirit of all comfort, fill our hearts. Healer of our every ill, light of each tomorrow, give us peace beyond our fear and hope beyond our sorrow. In the pain and joy beholding how your grace is still unfolding, give us all your vision, God of love. Healer of our every ill, light of each tomorrow, give us peace beyond our fear and hope beyond our sorrow. Give us strength to love each other, every sister, every
spirit of all kindness, be our guide. Healer of our every ill, light of each tomorrow, give us peace beyond our fear and hope beyond our sorrow. I saw your way of healing, spirit of compassion, fill each heart. Healer of our every ill, light of each tomorrow, give us peace beyond our fear and hope beyond our sorrow.
Let us pray. Giver of every good and perfect gift, we praise you for your promise to heal. We thank you for receiving our prayers. We ask you to fill us with your spirit, that we might know your peace and share your love in this broken world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in peace.